Welcome to Zikhu Daf Sin Manim Rabbi Ram Goldar and Thir Masechta Sanhedrin Daf Vav. The first parak Dinim Amonos B'Shlosha. The Zikhu Masechta Sanhedrin program has been dedicated to Zikhu Nishmas Rav Moshe Ben Yamin Ben Rav Menachem and his son Rav Menachem Avram Ben Rav Moshe Ben Yamin. May their neshamas have an aliyah. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the Gemara quoted Shmuel saying that a ruling of Dinim Amonos made by two judges is valid, but Rabbi Yavo said that all Tanaim agree it is not valid. The Gemara suggests this question is a Malchokas Tanaim because Rabbi Meir says, Bitzua b'shlosha, a compromise must be made by three judges. But the Chachamim say, Pshar b'yachid, a compromise may be made by a lone judge. The Gemara assumes all Tanaim agree that makshin pshar l'din, we compare compromise to straightforward justice based on the pasuk mishpat utzdaka, justice and righteousness, the latter referring to pshara. Rabbi Meir requires three judges for Pshar because he requires three for standard judgments of Dinim Amonos, whereas the Chachamim hold Dinim Amonos can be decided by two judges or even one, so a single judge may make a Pshara. The Gemara responds that it is possible all Tanaim require three judges to rule on monetary cases, but argue whether we compare Pshara to Din or not. Although Rabbi Shimon Gamliel was quoted on the previous daf requiring two judges for Pshara, he may actually only require one, but said two, so there should be aiding to the compromise. Point number two, the Gemara cites several opinions about the propriety of Pshara. A Braisa states, Nigmar Hadin, once the case is complete and the ruling was issued, Yeta Rasha Lipsoa, you are not permitted to make a compromise between the litigants. This implies that before then, it is permitted. Boliezer Benoshel Rabbi Yossi Haglili says, Asli Psoa, it is forbidden for a judge to make a compromise, but Kol Botzeo Harzeh Chota, and any judge who makes a compromise is a sinner, but Kol Mavarech Hatzeh Botzeo Harzeh Menaitz, and anyone who praises a judge who compromises is a blasphemer, and referred to by the Pasuk, Botzeo Berach Nietz Hashem, one who praises a compromiser has blasphemed Hashem. Rather, Yikov Adin is a har, let justice pierce the mountain. Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha says, mitzvah lipsoa, it's a mitzvah to make a compromise, which the Gemara eventually interprets as offering the litigants the option to compromise. The halacha follows his opinion. Rabbi Shimon Manasseh says that if two people come for judgment, it's permitted to suggest a pshar before the judge hears their statements or before he knows in which direction the judgment leans, but not afterwards. And point number three, Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha, who says pshar is a mitzvah, finds a source in a pasuk teaching to judge mishpat shalom, justice of peace. Since these are usually contradictory, he interprets it to refer to as compromise. Similarly, a pasuk says he David osa mishpat utzdaka, and David Melch rendered judgment and righteousness. Tzdaka implies charity, which contradicts strict justice. Rather, ezu mishpat sheishbo tzdaka, what is a type of judgment which has righteousness in it? This is bitzua, compromise. The Tanu who prohibits Pshara must interpret the pasuk differently and explains that when David issued a ruling and saw that a poor person was liable to pay, David would pay it himself. This was Mishpat Lezeh Shechizu Lamamon, justice for the claimant, and that he returned his money to him, Utztak Lezeh Sheshilmo Metok Beso, and righteousness for the defendant, in that David paid the claimant from his own property. Rebbe objects that the pasuk says he performed righteousness for all his people, not just poor people. Instead, he explains that although David did not pay it himself, he performed righteousness for the defendant, in that he removed the theft from his possession. So once again, the three points are number one. The Gemara quoted Shmuel saying that a ruling of Dinim Amonos made by two judges is valid, but Rabbi Yavo said that all Tanaim agree it is not valid. The Gemara suggests this question is a Malchokas Tanaim because Rabbi Meir says, Bitzua b'shlosha, a compromise must be made by three judges. But the Chachamim say, Pshar b'yachid, a compromise may be made by a lone judge. The Gemara assumes all Tanaim agree that makshin pshar l'din, we compare compromise to straightforward justice based on the pasuk mishpat utzdaka, justice and righteousness, the latter referring to pshara. Rabbi Meir requires three judges for Pshar because he requires three for standard judgments of Dinim Amonos, whereas the Chachamim hold Dinim Amonos can be decided by two judges or even one, so a single judge may make a Pshara. The Gemara responds that it is possible all Tanaim require three judges to rule on monetary cases, but argue whether we compare Pshara to Din or not. Although Rabbi Shimon Gamliel was quoted on the previous daf requiring two judges for Pshara, he may actually only require one, but said two, so there should be aiding to the compromise. Point number two, the Gemara cites several opinions about the propriety of Pshara. A Braisa states, Nigmar Hadin, once the case is complete and the ruling was issued, Yeta Rasha Lipsoa, you are not permitted to make a compromise between the litigants. This implies that before then, it is permitted. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yosef Rabbi Yossi Haglili says, Asli psoa, it is forbidden for a judge to make a compromise, but kol botzeo harzeh chota, and any judge who makes a compromise is a sinner, but kol mevarech has a botzeo harzeh menayitz, and anyone who praises a judge who compromises is a blasphemer, and referred to by the pasuk, botzeo berech niyitz Hashem, one who praises a compromiser has blasphemed Hashem. Rather, yikov adin as a har, let justice pierce the mountain. Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha says, mitzvah lipsoa, it's a mitzvah to make a compromise, which the Gemara eventually interprets as offering the litigants the option to compromise. The halacha follows his opinion. Rabbi Shimon Manasseh says that if two people come for judgment, it's permitted to suggest a pshar before the judge hears their statements or before he knows in which direction the judgment leans, but not afterwards. And point number three, Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha, who says pshar is a mitzvah, finds a source in a pasuk teaching to judge mishpat shalom, justice of peace. Since these are usually contradictory, he interprets it to refer to as compromise. Similarly, a pasuk says that he David osa mishpat utztaka, and David melch rendered judgment and righteousness. Tztaka implies charity, which contradicts strict justice. Rather, ezu mishpat sheishbo tztaka, what is a type of judgment which has righteousness in it? This is bitsua, compromise. The Tanu who prohibits Pshar must interpret the pasuk differently and explains that when David issued a ruling and saw that a poor person was liable to pay, David would pay it himself. This was Mishpat Lezeh Shechizu Lamamon, justice for the claimant, and then he returned his money to him, Utztak Lezeh Sheshilmo Metok Beso, and righteousness for the defendant, in that David paid the claimant from his own property. Rebbe objects that the pasuk says he performed righteousness for all his people, not just poor people. Instead, he explains that although David did not pay it himself, he performed righteousness for the defendant, in that he removed the theft from his possession. All right, so now we go to Siman Dav Vav, and our standard Siman is a sword, because a Vav is straight like a sword. So here goes. The two litigants were putting down their swords on the floor in front of the three judges who were going to make a pshara, when one of the dayanim pronounced mitzvah libsoa and pointed to the pasuk on the wall, v'yi David osa mishpat utztaka. So once again, slow motion. The two litigants were putting down their swords. Swords? That must be Maran Dav Vav. The two litigants were putting down their swords on the floor in front of the three judges who were going to make a pshara, which reminds us, the Gemara brings malchus about the number of dayanim required for pshara and the question whether we compare pshara to din. So the two litigants were putting down their swords on the floor in front of the three judges who were going to make a pshara, when one of the dayanim pronounced mitzvah libsoa, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses if pshara is optional, forbidden, or a mitzvah. Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha says, mitzvah libsoa, it's a mitzvah to make a compromise, which the Gemara eventually interprets as offering the litigants the option to compromise. The halacha follows this opinion. Rabbi Shimon Manasseh says that if two people come for judgment, it is permitted to suggest a pshara before the judge hears their statements or before he knows in which direction the judgment leans, but not afterwards. So the two litigants were putting down their swords on the floor in front of the three judges who were going to make a pshara, when one of the dayanim pronounced mitzvah libsoa and pointed to the pasuk on the wall, v'yidavid osa mishpat utztaka, which reminds us, Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha, who says pshara is a mitzvah, finds a source in a pasuk teaching to judge mishpat shalom, justice of peace. Since these are usually contradictory, he interprets it to refer to compromise. Similarly, a pasuk says, v'yidavid osa mishpat utztaka, and David HaMelech rendered judgment and righteousness. Tztaka implies charity, which contradicts strict justice. Rather, ezu mishpat sheish bo tztaka, what is the type of judgment which has righteousness in it? This is bitsua, compromise. The Tanu who prohibits pshara must interpret the pasuk differently. So once again, the two litigants were putting down their swords on the floor in front of the three judges who were going to make a pshara, when one of the dayanim pronounced mitzvah libsoa and pointed to the pasuk on the wall, v'hi David osa mishpat utztaka. All right, so now it's time for four blabach hazara. Daf base. So the Simmer daf base is a bias, a house. So here goes. Outside the unusually shaped three-story Sanhedrin house, that must be on daf base, bias, house. Outside the unusually shaped three-story Sanhedrin house, which slept three judges on the first floor, 23 judges on the second, and 71 on the third, which reminds us the opening Mishnah list, which cases require a base stand of three judges, 23 judges, and 71 judges. So outside the unusually shaped three-story Sanhedrin house, which slept three judges on the first floor, 23 judges on the second, and 71 on the third, a great judge was looking to gather an additional 70 judges, which reminds us, the Mishnah brings the sources for the number of judges in a Sanhedrin Gedola and Sanhedrin Katana. For the number of judges in a Sanhedrin Gedola, the pasuk says, Esfil Yeshivim Ish Mizikne Yisrael, gather for me 70 from the elders of Israel. And Moshe was over them, totaling 71. Rav Yehuda says the Sanhedrin was 70 judges. So outside the unusually shaped three-story Sanhedrin house, which slept three judges on the first floor, 23 judges on the second, and 71 on the third, a great judge was looking to gather an additional 70 judges, right next to a table where three dayanim without smicha were judging cases involving loans, which reminds us, the Gemara concludes, the Midoraisa Rabbi Avo would require three mumchin for halvos, but the sages waived the mumchin requirement to more easily facilitate loans. Daf Gimel, so the similar Daf Gimel is a Gamal, a camel. So here goes. The camel, that must be on Daf Gimel, Gamal. The camel belonged to the three corner dwellers who were busy judging a case, which reminds us, Rav Acha Breda Rav Ika explains differently why loan disputes require three judges, but not mumchin. He holds that midoraisa, even a single judge suffices, as the pasuk says, but tzedek tishpot amisecha, with justice, you shall judge your fellow, written in the singular. Three judges are required midrabban, mishum yoshvei kranos, because of corner dwellers who do not know monetary laws. By requiring three judges, it's inevitable that one of them will be sufficiently knowledgeable in dinei mamonos. So the camel belonging to the three corner dwellers who were busy judging a case had the word Elohim from the parsha of Shomer Chinam stitched on its blanket three times, which reminds us, Rabbi Yoshia says, the source for requiring three judges is from the parsha of Shomer Chinam, where the word Elohim is written three times. Rabbi Yonason says we do not darshan the first mention of the word, and therefore only two judges are required. So the camel belonging to the three corner dwellers who were busy judging a case had the word Elohim from the parsha of Shomer Chinam stitched on his blanket three times and was eating some dried grasses next to where an even basin of four judges sat, which reminds us, the Gemara brings a machlokas if a basin requires an odd number of judges. The Gemara concludes that Rabbi Yoshi allows for an even court, even where Rabbi Yehuda does not. He agrees, however, that lintos requires an uneven court for dinin nefashos, capital cases. Daf dalet, so the siman daf dalet is a delet, a door. So here goes. The door, that must learn daf dalet, delet, door. The door to the classroom where the rabbi was teaching his Talmudim the list of 5 to 9 that hold yeshem lemikra, which reminds us that one brings a list of 5 to 9 who hold yeshem lemikra. So the door to the classroom where the Rebbe was teaching his Talmidim the list of 5 to 9 that hold Yeshem LaMikra was thrown open by a rude Talmud holding a bottle of milk, yelling, "Everyone holds Yeshem LaMikra," which reminds us, Lo Sevashel Gediba Chalevimo refers to milk, proving that Yeshem LaMikra is unanimous. So the door to the classroom where the Rebbe was teaching his Talmidim the list of 5 to 9 that hold Yeshem LaMikra was thrown open by a rude Talmud holding a bottle of milk, yelling, "Everyone holds Yeshem LaMikra," who stopped short when he saw another boy's tefillin, reminding him that there are those that do hold Yeshem LaMasoris, which reminds us, the Gemara brings proof that there are opinions that hold Yeshem LaMasoris from Totofos and Yireh Kozuchurcha. Daf Hey, so the simmer Daf Hey is hay or a haystack. So here goes. The Dayan Mumcha sitting on a haystack, that must be on Daf Hey. The Dayan Mumcha sitting on a haystack judging a loan dispute, alone, which reminds us, it was taught in the Braisa that monetary cases are judged by three judges, but if he was a publicly renowned expert, done afilo yechidi, he may judge them even alone. This refers to loan disputes, and this time the holds, they're not included in the Torah's requirement for three judges. So the dying mumcha sitting on a haystack judging a loan dispute, alone, watch his friend the judge with a rod who got Rishusim Bavo and was allowed to paskin in Eretz Yisrael, which reminds us, after establishing that one who receives Rishus from the Reish Galusa is exempt from paying for mistaken rulings, the Gemara says it is clear that Rishus given in Bavo is effective for Bavo and Rishus given in Eretz Yisrael by the Nasi is effective for Eretz Yisrael. Furthermore, Rishusim Bavo is definitely effective to exempt its recipient for rulings in Eretz Yisrael as well. The Hacha Shevet V'Hasim Echokek, because the leader here in Bavo is called a rod, while the leader there in Eretz Yisrael is called a mere legislator. Based on the pasuk, Yasur Shevet from Yehuda, the rod shall not depart from Yehuda, refers to the Reish Galusas in Bavel, Sherodin es Yisrael b'Shevet, who rule over Yisrael with a rod, Mechokek mibein raglav, nor a scholar from among his descendants. So, the dying mumcha sitting on a haystack judging a loan dispute alone, watched his friend the judge with a rod who got Rishus in Bavel and was allowed to paskin in Eretz Yisrael, hang up his Yorah Smicha certificate while teaching the difference between Mei Beitzim and Mei Betzayim, which reminds us, the Gemara teaches that Rishus is required to paskin Isser v'Heter because of the misinterpreted psak of Mei Beitzim versus Mei Betzayim, egg liquid versus marsh water, regarding being able to be makshir foods. All right, so now it's time to conclude the pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which stuff do we learn? Eid anu mishat b'shas misa. A person does not jest at the time of his death, so his admission to owing money is accepted even without designating witnesses. That's on daf. Kufayin hay and Baba Basra. Good. Number 2. Which stuff do we machlokes about the number of dayanim required for b'shara? That's on daf. Vav. Good number three. Which of the when a mumcha l'rabim can judge cases himself? That's on Daf. Hey, good number four, which stuff do we discuss if a handwritten note, which was certified by Basin, can be used to collect from the Chasim Mishubadim? That's on Daf. Kufain Vav. Good number five, which stuff do we discuss if Pshar is optional, forbidden, or a mitzvah? That's on Daf. Vav. Good number six, which stuff does Gemara bring a list of 5 to 9 who hold Yesh Eim LaMikra? That's on Daf. Dalad. Good number seven. Which daf do we have the second opinion that midiraisa one judge suffices for loans, but three were required midirabbanan because of Yoshvei Kranos? That's on daf. Gimel. Good number eight. Which daf do you discuss how David HaMelech performed mishpat and staka simultaneously? That's on daf. Vav. Good number nine. Which daf do you discuss the relative effectiveness of receiving rishus in Eretz Yisrael versus Bavel? That's on daf. Hey, good. Number 10, which stuff when the Rabbi Shmuel said, Harotze Shiyachkim, Yasok Bedinim Emanos, one who wants to become wise should occupy himself with learning monetary laws. That's on Daf. Kufayin Heim Bav Basra. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichur wishing you a great day and great learning.